Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Two have been injured as their helicopter crashed while filming a paranormal reality show. Pilot Jacob Oliver, age 36, and passenger Wayne Bombstead, 77, were taken to a hospital in Bryan, Texas, following the crash on Saturday night. Investigators said the helicopter came in for a hard landing. The helicopter is part of the filming of the Discovery series A Haunting. The crash happened after a gust of wind hit the chopper. The helicopter then struck a tree and came down hard around 8:30 p.m., 5 miles from the small city of Carlos. According to Grimes County Sheriff Don Soule, one of the men suffered a broken leg. The other was treated and immediately released. The helicopter, a Robinson R-44 helicopter, suffered extensive damage. The Texas Department of Public Safety and the FAA are investigating. Islamic State militants have destroyed a temple at Syria's ancient city of Palmyra, according to the country's antiquities chief. Mamoun Abdul Karim said a large amount of explosives were used to blow up the Baal Shaman Temple. The Roman-era temple was built in the 1st century and is dedicated to the Phoenician god of storms and fertilizing rains. Mr. Karim told the Reuters news agency that we have said repeatedly the next phase would be one of terrorizing people, and when they have time, they will begin destroying temples. Before the city's capture, Syrian officials said they moved hundreds of ancient statues to safe locations out of concern they would be destroyed. In June, IS blew up two ancient shrines in Palmyra that were not part of its Roman-era structures, but which the group regarded as pagan and sacrilegious. Over the past several months, the Islamic extremists have blown up and defaced historical sites and artifacts across their sprawling, self-proclaimed caliphate stretching Iraq and Syria. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie, and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government. But it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, and most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
A 1,200-year-old telephone has been found. According to archaeologists, they've discovered a 1,200-year-old telephone in the ruins of Chan Chan, Peru. This surprises almost all who hear about it. It's a marvel of ancient invention. The delicate communication artifact is thought to have been made some 1,200 to 1,400 years ago. The device is the earliest and best example of a technology in the region. Experts say it is the earliest known example of telephone technology in human history. It gives evidence of the level of sophistication of the pre-Columbian technological society that existed 1,400 years before Alexander Graham Bell, the Scottish-born engineer who invented the modern telephone in 1833. Chan Chan is perhaps the largest pre-Columbian city in South America that most of us have never heard of. The early telephone appears to be a rudimentary speech transmission device, much like the lover's telephone that has been known for hundreds of years, but which became popular in the 19th century. It was usually comprised of tin cans connected with the string, and you used to speak back and forth and mostly seen as a novelty. The Chimu telephone is composed out of two gourd tops bound with a length of cord. The gourds that composed the device, around 9 centimeters long, were coated in resin and acted as transmitters and receivers of sound. The device has a line of over 20 meters long, connecting the two ends. The telephone, with the seemingly magical ability to channel voices across space to be heard directly in the ear of the receiver, was a tool for an executive level of communication. The 1,200-year-old telephone is an excellent example of the lost technologies of our ancestors, who, according to mainstream researchers, were not capable of such technological feats. The Chimu telephone and many other amazing ancient technologies remind us that the ancient cultures were capable of marvelous inventions, ideas, and creations long before our sophisticated modern societies dreamed them up, sometimes for the second time. Do you have a story that might be of interest to our listeners? Send it to us. I'm Leo Ashcraft at darkmatternews.com.